Nobody does it better. What is that from? Nobody does it better. What is that?
The only nobody that does it better for me is Warren G and Nate Dogg. Nobody does it better.
I'm thinking about commercial jingle, like
Okay.
nobody does it better.
Nobody does it better. I think that's from a James Bond film as well.
Oh, you know what? You might be right. No.
Nobody does it better.
Is it Folgers? But Folgers in your cup. No, that's
No.
the best part of waking up. That's the best part of waking up.
Maybe it's Tab.
Oh, Tab. Yeah, good old Tab. Take a swig off that monster. Is that the white monster?
That's that white lady.
That's that white lady.
That's that white lady. Only professionals, Kanzi. Only professionals can drink a monster at 9:40 at night and still have a good night's rest.
Same with a Diet Coke. Only a real diehard professional can slug up his fourth Diet Coke for the day
Oh, wow.
and go to sleep and wake up feeling great. You know what I
That's a
mean?
lot of pop.
Well, when you wake up at 5:30 in the morning and you start your day early and you go for a run around the neighborhood and then you come home, then you call the nude maid service. They come in, clean the house, show the titties, but then you got to do all of that before you even get your kid off to school.
What's the
You
name
know,
of that
it's a,
maid service again?
what was it? It was called, was it something as simple as nude maids?
Nude maids.
No, I
Okay.
don't think so. Maybe it was erotic maids? No, I don't think it. I don't know. I just remember they were discreet on their ad service. In other words, they don't show up in a big Rolls Royce that says, topless maids or topless cleaning service. I think that's what it was. Wasn't it called topless? Breathless? Breathless Mahoney? Oh, no,
I don't know.
that's the background.
The motto is we sex traffic mates.
You think they're sex trafficked? I thought they were just local gals on the Craigslist. People still
No,
use Craigslist?
we always think they're local gals, don't we?
We always do. We always prefer them to be local gals from your local saloon or your local bar town,
Right. These local gals that calls out to the man on the street,
Or they.
sir, can you help me? It's cold and I've nowhere to sleep.
Then
That's four dollars.
I say, I'm not waiting on a lady. I'm just waiting on a friend. That's how we serve it up.
Oh yeah, you're waiting on a friend.
That's what we tell the officers, the boys in blue, when they pull us over. They say, what are you doing here in the middle of the night? It's a bad day to come to the projects, kid. Nope, sir, I'm just waiting on a friend. I promise. I promise.
Projects.
You are a barbarian.
Every town has an Elm Street.
You know, when family and friends get together, there can also be a lot of drinking and drugging, and that's why it's so important to pick your friends the party you party. You know what I'm saying?
Meow.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
Ghosts and goblins.
Yeah, used to be shithouse.
It's a good change.
Got to catch the red eye.
Welcome to Comic-Con's podcast, the geek podcast for the rest of us. Who are the motherfucking rest of us? The people that are trying to get this show canceled before it gets off the ground. My name is Nick Stevens and I am your host. But we are all trying to get back to some level of normalcy here in the universe.
We're coming off of COVID again?
No, I'm not off COVID. I'm trying to get back to my understanding of what it is to be a man after watching two testosterone-filled movies. Apparently you have to solve problems by just knocking back whiskey and knocking motherfuckers out. And that's the knocking way to do
teeth,
it.
Knocking teeth out. Breaking knocking fingers. Teeth out.
Breaking fingers, right. And then and all in the meanwhile, you just got to be real nice. You got to be real nice.
And calm.
And nice like you, my co-host with the most, Mr. James Powell in the ZWM Box 350.
Former MMA fighter.
Former MMA fighter. What if you were? What if you were, though, and you could have those insights, you know? Would we talk about it? Do you fight
like the type of former fighter I would be? I would like to be a former Muay Thai fighter. Yeah. Yeah, Muay Thai. I like that. I like that leg kicking. Krav Maga.
I think I'd rather be a sorcerer or somebody with like magical powers.
Former
sorcerer, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm retired. I'm no longer master of the mystic arts.
Okay. Right. All right.
So yeah, I can't.
You don't have no hand to hand stuff. You just
no hand to hand combat's nothing. But I can still pull a rabbit out of a hat. You know.
You like to use magic.
I like to use magic or play Magic the Gathering. Okay. No. Okay. Tough crowd. But seriously, folks, which one do you want to do first? Because this is what are we doing here tonight? What are we doing? It's supposed to be a battle, even though we're real friendly.
Battle of the Roadhouses.
See, I was gonna say Battle of the Roadhouse, but it should be Battle of the Roadhouses, I guess.
Roadhouses, okay. Right? Because I think that Gyllenhaal knocked this shit out the park, and that new Amazon Prime Roadhouse is fucking badass. I had my doubts. I went in with doubts. I came out nut stained pants. I love that new Roadhouse.
Nut stained pants, swinging.
Love that Gyllenhaal. That Gyllenhaal was hot. Washboard abs.
I love that Gyllenhaal too, and I like those washboard abs too. But and we're gonna do like a Siskel and Ebert thing here tonight. I don't think so. I wasn't buying it. No bueno. I love that Gyllenhaal. What was the first time you saw Gyllenhaal in anything? Was it Donnie Darko for you too?
Prince of Persia.
You saw Prince of Persia before Donnie Darko.
Yeah.
Prince of Persia. And guess what, folks? If you're a longtime listener, you already know that Mr. Powell actually loved Prince of Persia.
I love Prince. I fucks with that Gyllenhaal. I messaged it ever since then. I've been riding with that Gyllenhaal. He hasn't let me down since.
He's good. I saw that call. What was that? The movie where he's like the first responder on the dispatch.
Ambulance? Was it ambulance? I thought it was just ambulance.
The one with the dude with it. Like he's helping him out, and they're in the ambulance the whole time, and they can't go over 50 miles.
So you're not talking about the one with him and Dr. Manhattan.
The new Dr. Manhattan.
The new Dr. Manhattan.
Right? No, I'm talking about it was like he was a dispatch officer. The whole time he's on the line. Not the call, because that's Halle Berry. It's something like the call. And the whole thing
is something like the call. Right. It was something like the call.
Really intense, and he's great in it.
And Gyllenhaal's a hell of an actor, man. Like, and let's not get it twisted. That Brokeback shit. It holds.
I wish he knew how to quit you, you know?
It holds.
I wish he knew how to quit me. I wish I knew how to quit him. I can't quit him.
I can't.
Always thought he'd be a good Batman, but I think that time is maybe past.
Were you thinking about not End of Watch?
End of Watch.
Okay,
no,
right.
End of Watch is the cop movie where he's like going door to door.
Yeah.
That's a David Ayer movie. It's another one where he plays a cop. He's played a cop a few times.
And it's definitely not Zodiac. Zodiac's. Holes. No,
he's great Zodiac and Nightcrawler. Don't forget Nightcrawler, where he's that creepy man. What would you call it? Creepy, not journalist. Like, he wasn't really a journalist. He was more.
He was a camera guy. He was
like a paparazzi guy.
Yeah, he was paparazzi, right?
Yeah, that was cool. He's solid. He's pretty solid. And he's done some big movies, like you said, Prince of Persia,
Prisoners with.
Hugh Prisoners Jackson. Is great. Yeah, that Denis Villeneuve joint. And you got he showed up in the fuck was the other one he did recently? Oh, don't forget God fuck. Damn it, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Jarhead.
Yep. You got his whole resume. He's a solid actor. I don't have anything against
He's solid actor, man. Gyllenhaal, you can't go wrong with a Gyllenhaal. That's kind of the reason I was drawn to it. Like, it's the Gyllenhaal factor.
I only watched this because you said, let's do this.
And I knew you wasn't just gonna voluntarily watch that movie.
The thing is this, it's funny because I watched Southpaw where he played the boxer. That's the movie I was trying to think of. Mm-hmm. And he played a boxer down on his luck, you know, tale as old as time. But his performance in that was solid. I think he might even have been bigger in that than he was in this. He got huge for that.
Yeah, he was bigger in Southpaw.
And it was a good movie, you know, and I appreciate a good movie about an underdog, you know, who's just kind of beaten up over time. And then he, you know, he has some redemption, a story of redemption at the end. So it's not even about it. Look, folks, Kamikaze's listening. I wasn't going into this with great hype, and that's not because it just didn't feature any men in tights or robots, tits or lasers. But I wasn't as hyped. I mean, especially when I knew it was like the UFC background.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been remotely interested in that culture when it came to the UFC shit. I would have friends over the years who would like order the fight and like people would come over. A lot of times I just end up fucking drinking and just use an excuse to drink. And then I heard Conor McGregor was in there too. So I really had like no interest in seeing him face off against this UFC dude and be like, and that's like that. That's the backstory. And I was like, oh, okay. Now I get it. You know, but mind you, I have to say this too. I don't think I had seen the original Roadhouse in all its entirety until recently.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I was even one of those people that was like, oh, you can't remake this movie. It's a fucking classic. You can't. So I wasn't one of those guys either. I just didn't go into it with any kind of hype. I only went into this because you, my man, my Monomoto, you said, let's fucking do it. And I took the ride.
Mm-hmm.
Took the ride. Boy, did I take that ride.
Where did you get off?
I didn't get off. I skipped around a little bit. I mean, do you want to tell the Comic-Con? You want to give him the gist of what goes down with him? He's playing the same character that Patrick Swayze played. It's like it's a straight up reboot.
Same thing. Except this Dalton, he's doing, like you said, UFC wise. But I'm guessing he just gets hired for this bar in Florida. It starts off him coming to a cage fight at some bar. You know, he's hooded, he's mysterious, he's walking to the bar. We are presented with fucking Post Malone fighting in a cage match of all things.
Reason
we hear Post Malone's song as we enter the bar.
Reason number 3,443 why I did not like
it. Why you didn't want to mess with it. And at that point I was like, okay, all right, I may go watch Invincible right now because I saw Post Malone, but I stuck with it.
Okay.
And so Gyllenhaal, he comes in and the big reveal, he looks like fucking Steve Rogers right after the
Easy now. He was not Steve.
He's fucking ripped, man. He's ripped this shit.
He's ripped, but he was not like Steve Rogers coming out that chamber. Ripped, you know he wasn't.
Ripped in this shit. I can say I think Gyllenhaal looked better than Rogers.
Oh, how dare you.
He looked better than that Evans coming out that chamber.
Hmm.
This is Gyllenhaal at his peak right now. This Joker is cut in this movie.
I think he looked more like a swole Tony Stark, you know?
Because it wasn't even it's no swole in it. This Joker just sliced. Like that's
what I mean.
You're a muscle at this
That's
point.
What I mean. He looked a little bigger than Tony Stark was when Tony Stark was sliced up in that cave.
When was Tony sliced?
He was sliced all throughout Iron Man 1. What are you talking about? When he took his shirt off, he was sliced.
He was?
Yeah, yeah. The definition, the tone. Just like your boy right here. Look. Got that tone right there? Look at that.
What are you doing with your arm?
Huh?
Hmm?
Oh, not on the mic. Not on the mic.
What was you doing with your arm?
I was showing you that ripple right there. Look at that. See? Look at that.
The forearm shouldn't touch the bicep that much.
Oh, what are we talking about? Like this? Like that? Is that better?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Okay. All
right, you got to know how to flex.
Oh, okay. The form. It's all about the form.
There you go. Ooh. Right. I showed you how to flex like 12 years ago. You still?
No, I forgot. I forgot how to flex. I don't usually.
No. We come in. We see that like Post Malone's beating the hell out of one big guy, and here comes Gyllenhaal, mysterious. He rips off his hoodie, starts to get suited up. And Post Malone just out of blue, like, no, I'm not fighting this guy. Ooh, I'll never fight this guy. And that's that's just where we set the tone that that Elwood Dalton is a badass in this movie, just because he didn't have to fight anybody.
A bad motherfucker.
He made like $500 and he's going to get this job from this fine ass black chick with an ass on her.
Jessica Williams
to go down to Florida and work at the Roadhouse. Not as a bouncer. Just as as head of security.
You forgot. This was also after he was stabbed by a guy.
After he was stabbed.
And he pulls a knife out and stitches himself up.
With duct tape.
Right. Then he proceeds to try to kill himself on the train tracks and decides, not today.
And with that, I don't know how that played out either, because after that moment on the train tracks, he was living for everything. Like, I didn't get that.
Well, I think it, and we ultimately, spoiler kids, we find out that he's had a troubled past, you know, and he's trying to escape this troubled past, and maybe, or he might have, he may have or may not have killed somebody in the octagon.
In the octagon.
You know?
However, like I said, to skip ahead a little bit, we get Dalton working in the Roadhouse his first night. A couple toughs roll in, a couple biker toughs roll in. We got good music. I thought it was pretty good bar music. I think it's pretty good Florida bar music.
It topped that original, man.
Any common Kanzi Floridians out there, if you don't think this is good Florida bar music, you know, give us a ring.
You bring up a great point. Do we have any comic cons out there that still go to the bars and the clubs? Okay. And if they do, do you know of any seedy backwater roadhouses where people are just brawling and throwing down and breaking bottles, where they have a fucking cage up against the goddamn stage where the band plays?
Like this is the same type of bar that, you know, the Blues Brothers played in. You know, when they got chased out. They use Country Bunker. Right. And then, like I said, it gets set off. We see Dalton's fighting skills right out the gate. So what do you think about Dalton's fighting skills compared to Swayze's Dalton fighting skills?
Well, first of all, I'm just going to jump right at it. And I might be all over the place, but I'm just going to say it. This movie doesn't really work now. You know, this kind of movie doesn't really work now, you know, because I mean, he slaps the shit out of those guys, right? He does this like super fast slap shit, right? And then he breaks one guy's arm. I think he breaks another guy's nose. None of these guys are in critical condition afterwards, but they all need to go to the hospital, and he takes them to the hospital.
And he takes them to the hospital. We're riding with them in the hospital. And you just see Gyllenhaal, he's calm. He's telling them to, you know, hold the arm like this or whatever. You know, that got me going. Yeah.
But you liked how he kind of was like friendly leading up to the fight.
He was friendly. He was friendly, but he's such a badass.
Right. He knows he's going to fuck them up. Mm-hmm. And the one guy deserved to be fucked up because he was the one breaking pool sticks and talking all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of hope that guys like that, that act like that in places like that, do get the shit kicked out of them, because, you know, they're all bark 9 times out of 10 and they just haven't had their ass beat. So maybe they need that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is this, again, I watched that original. Now, I must have seen clips of this over the years growing up, produced by Joel Silver, music by Michael Kamen. It kind of fit in that late 80s action wheelhouse, but there was there weren't any terrorists. So maybe I didn't watch it right away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that original is still so good because it's full of sleaze. You believe that the bar is like actually like full of like, you know, ill repute and scum and villainy. And in this one, I'm not really getting it. I'm not buying the vibe as much. It's like everyone's kind of hanging out with their Dominican Republic shirts on, you know, and then they're all kind of hanging out and they got a band playing and some reggae's going on in the back. And then these guys come in out of nowhere and It just doesn't click as much. It almost feels
they're in another country. They're in Florida.
That's true. It is another country.
So that's how I took it for what it was. That's a different part. So, you know, you're gonna get Because even the characters, like they act like they're freaking Florida, man. It's just different.
It is different. I guess it just doesn't, especially watching, maybe it's because I watched the old one before I watched this one. I mean, even the babes, like his love interest in this one is old rat catcher from Suicide Squad. She didn't do it for me. She can't top this Kelly Lynch. Where is she? There she is. She can't top that Kelly Lynch.
No, she can't. Right, because that she is hot from the original Roll House. Right. It's that hot blonde stuff that was happening in the late 80s. That rocker chick.
Right. You know, she was a nurse, and then she comes in that tight, like, picnic blanket dress.
There you go. Yeah. You're describing it now. And that accent.
Oh, you're talking about Ratcatcher again. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, see, she didn't do it for me.
Didn't do it for you.
No.
I just know that old girl that ran the row house, I thought that should have been his love interest.
Oh, Jessica, yeah.
She was fat.
I don't know what the character's name was. She was Jessica Williams, I think.
Yeah, she was fat.
She was nice. What else was she in recently? Never saw her. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying, for the action sequences in this thing, and the fact that Dalton only participated here and there, because after the initial first fight, he then starts to train the original, you know, weak guys that's in the bar right now. He's going to recruit more guys to work at this row house to kind of sort of, you know, help him with the lower level, you know, bar fights.
Okay. Yeah. Also, another reason why I didn't like this movie.
Mm-hmm.
All these guys he's training, they're all like pretty boys. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's a pretty boy.
It seems like personal stuff.
You know what I like about this original? The original one, these guys, they look like real guys that worked in like a real roadhouse.
Wait a minute.
Real dive bar.
You're saying that pretty guys can't fight? It can't be tough?
No, I'm just saying they look like they all look like they walked off a Hollywood set is all I'm saying. They don't look like the type of guys that are like working in a
They
should have some scars. They should have some, you know, like even the big guy that he helps in the original, Dalton.
You telling me tough guys need to look like the big guy from Batman Returns? They had the dynamite stuff in his crotch.
They need to look like tough guys. And the bad guys too. A lot of the bad guys look like.
But I mean, this is you got to look at it. This is modern day Florida. Like you're not gonna have those tough guys from the 80s looking like that now. This is what you got in Florida right now. You got to work on what you got.
You're telling me. Oh, hold on. I don't know if you're telling me some dive bar on the outskirts of somewhere in Florida is going to look more like a pretty boy 9 times out of 10 as opposed to like a guy who's like been through like some, like there's a reason why guys work at those places as bouncers, because they've been around, they've gone through some shit, hard living. You need to see some of that shit.
This is 2024. This is not 1988.
It doesn't have to be 1988.
Everybody's not going to look like Carl Weathers and Arnold nowadays.
Every dive bar I've ever been in, granted it's been 10 years, but every dive bar I've ever been in that I ever played shows in, playing shows at these little backwater fucking shit bars throughout Virginia, even in North Carolina, not Florida, but... They all had that same look, and the guy that did the sound had the same look. The guy that bounced at the door had the same look. They didn't look like these guys. Maybe it's a locality thing.
But that's why I clarify. These are your typical guys that you just find hanging around the bar. These aren't specific type tough guys.
I will say this. You're right. They weren't ready to like fuck shit up.
Right, you know? Because it's like the bartender behind the bar says, shoot, like the little guy, he wasn't a good bartender anyway, so it's good that, you know, Dalton took him under his wing to show him how to get rid of folks. And we got a few scenes where the guys, you know, they got into it and they threw a few guys out, you know? They took care of the stuff.
They took care of some stuff. What about that? What about that Carrie Ann?
Until.
Hold on. What about Carrie Ann? What about Carrie Ann? They gave us a new Carrie Ann too.
Who Carrie Ann?
Well, the Carrie Ann in the original was more of a, I guess she was just kind of a random barmaid.
Oh yeah.
But then the one in the new one, it's, you know, it's a little bit more pronounced, you know. Jeez.
But wait, again, you're looking at modern day Florida. That's where we are.
All I'm saying is that I noticed that it was a little bit more augmented for 2024. In other words, she couldn't just be an average barmaid. They had to make her a little extra barmaid-ish. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. I thought that was interesting. Like, we couldn't just have her be like, I don't know, name an average girl next door actress that could play like a barmaid. That'd be too much. You know? Because I think the Carrie Ann in the old movie, like, I thought she actually looked kind of, she had a nice little rump on her. I don't know.
Oh, you wanted just hot babes.
No. I'm just saying.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying. You know what? Maybe I am saying that because we even had a strip club scene in the original. No strip club. There's no tits in this one. How come there's no gratuitous nudity in this one? This is a perfect movie to have gratuitous nudity.
I think that's the good thing about that. Well, we had a chance. We had a chance, you know, once Dalton discovers the nurse. I mean, she was a doctor. She wasn't a nurse.
She's a doctor in the original.
She's a doctor here.
Is she?
Yeah.
I might have skipped.
Right, because she was saying, yeah, that's where you skip. Because she was saying, you brought all these guys in, and now my staff.
That's right.
Have to work tonight because
she gave him some shit. She gave him that like,
right.
The original Lynch is already working on him, and she's like, "What's a guy like you doing in a part place like this? Mm-hmm. Thought you'd be bigger.
Ooh. You say you thought you'd be bigger."
Remember that? She was like, I thought you'd be bigger. It's like, I've heard that too many times. It's like, wait a minute. Have you heard that too many times? That Lynch, man. I think I'm going to celebrate her whole catalog.
That's because she did more stuff.
She did more stuff. I don't know what else she did. I'm sure she did a lot more because she's one of those actresses. When you said virtuosity at the top of the show, I was like, fuck me. That's exactly where I saw it.
I can't remember. She had another big thing before Virtuosity, too.
Have you seen what she looks like now? Have you seen what she looks like now?
I haven't seen what she looks like now.
She looks good.
Oh, yeah?
She's like physically fit. She's like an Amazon woman.
Oh, wow.
Not like the ones we were talking about earlier in the day.
So you're saying she should have been in Wonder Woman then?
I think she could have easily been on Themyscira. Yeah. I'm getting way too excited about it now that you threw that out there.
If this new Roadhouse had taken place in Bloodhaven of Gotham, I think you'll be okay. I think you'll be okay.
Is that what it is? That there's no because we've done non superhero movies on this show before, and I've been on board. So why am I?
I think you really just want that old 80s thing back, and you're not willing to accept what this shit is right now. I think, like I said, I thought it was cool. Like I said, once we got that introduction of Conor McGregor, I mean,
liked him in this?
I liked him. At this point, I want Conor McGregor as a bat villain.
No.
The fucker's huge. I didn't know he was that big. He's a little guy.
He's short. He's
a fucking powerhouse.
Because he's technically a lightweight. He's technically a lightweight, I think.
Is he a lightweight?
His class, yeah.
I thought he was a middleweight.
I think he's technically a lightweight for his class. But he's a big guy.
When he squares up with Gyllenhaal, that fucker is big to be
For the sake of everything safe, you know, God forbid this gets out and he hears that I'm shit talking his acting abilities. And
I can't save you from that.
You can't save me from that?
Because he's a killer. Conor, whatever you think, I'm sure we have UFC fans. Whatever you think, the fucker is a legend. He can literally kill you with his bare hands. So if he comes after you.
Well, I mean, apparently.
If he loses his mind,
right,
he just loses control. He can kill people.
That's what they called him. What do they call him? He even says it in the movie, and when he says it to Dalton, to Gyllenhaal's character, that what he says to him is actually what people call him. I forgot what it's called. Mm-hmm. He has a nickname. He has like the it's not Unleashed, but it's something retarded like that.
It's definitely not Big Dick.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is Big Dick Daddy with the candy balls. Maybe that.
I can't believe Bucho was a big dick in this.
I can't believe we didn't have a fucking Wade in this. You're not going to give us a Wade?
Call from Sydney. A Wade.
Nope, you got a call coming in. Let me
get a call. Hold on.
Hold on. Got a fax? Got a fax coming in?
A fax.
Hold on. Oh, we got Kamikaze's faxing into the hotline right now. We're getting some hate mail. It's Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor's pissed.
Conor.
He's pissed. Conor, we know it's your first movie. No harm, no foul. You know what? Why not? Why not just open all the acting jobs to all UFC fighters and let them come in and, you know. Oh, we got another fax coming in. Hold on. Gyllenhaal says, go fuck yourself. Okay, all right. Hmm. I don't know why these guys are sending it via fax. Pretty wild. All right. All the faxes are in.
All right. Conor is on his way.
He's on his way to the house in the mountains where I reside. Run, you fools.
But you didn't like him in this.
I don't know. It just took me out of it. You know, maybe if I didn't know who he was, you know. But when people like that, it's not even on him. It's just when people like that show up in movies, it takes me out of it. Because I'm like, all right, I know, you know. It's like when you throw like a football star or like a, I don't know, some wrestlers. Even though that's kind of true. I feel like professional wrestlers get away with it a little bit because what they do in a lot of ways is act. Like they're putting on a show. So I think it's easier for them to transition into film because you're like, oh, he's already kind of playing a character or something. But these other guys, like UFC fighters, football stars, athletes, whatever, they show up on a, it's like watching Steel with Shaq, you know what I'm saying?
Oh man, but your guy did good in Winter Soldier. You didn't say anything about that.
Oh, what's his name? Gerard Depardieu?
Jean-Pierre.
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 I remember when I was in the theater, I looked at my buddy at the time because he was actually a UFC guy, and I looked at him, I was like, was that? But it was so fast, I missed it. But then when he showed up in Falcon Winter Soldier, I was like, and he had more screen time, kind of took me out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, but he's also French, so it's a little different, you know?
Oh, French. So you're saying something about the Irish at this point?
I think, yeah, those Irish, man, you got to watch out for them.
Yeah, I think Neeson is coming for you now.
Oh, Neeson can stay.
Oh, Neeson can stay.
Yeah, Neeson's like, I mean, he's the king. You know,
masturbation.
I have a specific set of skills.
I mean, but and like I said, overall, this new Roadhouse was just a fun ride for me. I wasn't expecting much from it, but it gave a lot.
What did it give you though? Because I feel like I steamrolled you when you were about to drop some serious shit. You were like, until.
I mean, I was just saying until Conor McGregor showed up.
Oh, okay.
And he was the perfect villain for this movie, you know, because he knows he has the skills, he has the size, he has that bravado about him, you know, that nobody can fuck with me.
I thought he was out of place. I will say this.
You thought he was out of place.
Way out of line.
He was out of line.
Over
what?
The top. I will say that. How many other ways can I say it?
I didn't need his ass cheeks, though. I did not need that.
I kind of needed it.
Okay.
I will say this. Don't you think that he'd be right at home in a Guy Ritchie movie, though?
Of course.
Like, show up in a Guy Ritchie movie. Show up in a, you know, like a Vinnie Jones type character when you come in and you just go full bollocks. Show up in a Guy Ritchie movie. You'll be right at home. Maybe even a Peaky Blinders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll be right at home. Give him a little hat and a tight suit. You know? But this, I don't know. I mean, I guess he was right at home because, I mean, it made sense that he would be in a fucking knock around bar movie. But then he's got the fucking, I don't know, he's on the boat and fucking, and then he's crashing into the thing. And it was like,
the boat was crazy. But come on, that the end fight scene, that was action because it took a lot to kill his ass.
I did appreciate it when he just broke that dude's neck.
Yeah.
Who was it? Was it the guy he was working for, technically? The guy
not James Dean. That's what actor did he
play? He's been in a lot of shit.
I just remember him from the Bruce Lee movie. He wasn't James Dean. He was another like classic actor that was taught by Bruce Lee.
In the Bruce Lee movie, I'm talking about the young guy on the boat who's an asshole getting shaved.
Right, him.
Oh, I thought he was younger for some reason. He was in that movie.
Yeah, I can't remember if it was Drag. It's the Bruce Lee kind of story about Bruce Lee fighting this Shaolin monk. Came out what, maybe about 2017, 2018.
Oh, that tracks. I thought you meant the original Bruce Lee movie where Brandon Lee played.
No, not with Brandon Lee. It's the little later one.
Okay. My bad. Never saw that one.
No, it's pretty good.
But now that I think about it, I just realized, because in this, it wasn't an old guy. In this one, it was a younger guy who was like, who was running things for his dad, right? While his dad was in prison.
In prison.
So Conor McGregor definitely was hired by his dad to clean shit up. And then Conor McGregor definitely broke that dude's son's neck. Which is just crazy. I just realized that. Like you hired a guy to take care of shit because your son wasn't doing it. And then the guy that you got was just out of control and like killed your son, basically.
Out of control. Right.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah, just out of control. But I like that. Because how can you control a guy he's basically a weapon? You know,
well, they did some cool camera things. Like they did some cool camera.
I like that. I like that. The 360. I don't know what that's called. Yeah, I don't know what that's called.
But it wasn't like CG.
No,
it looked like parts were CG. I don't know if there were. But
I think they just shaded McGregor a little bit because, like I said, he looked just like huge in this shit.
But when you look at the photos of them next to each other, they look like they pretty sized up with each other.
Yeah. I'm just muscle wise. Connor just looks like a powerhouse.
You think Gyllenhaal is more shredded than Swayze?
Nick, come on, come on.
Because there is that scene.
Swayze had 80s fitness without steroids and stuff.
He was sliced.
So Swayze didn't look like, you know, Sylvester and Arnold. He was just in shape. He was in shape the way Christopher Reeve was in shape.
He was in great shape.
Right. He was in great shape.
I mean, but he's half ballerina.
He wasn't sliced like Gyllenhaal, man.
Half martial artist.
Right.
Ironically, he could probably really fuck Gyllenhaal up, though.
I think your Dalton can fuck up my Dalton.
I say that to say this. Because I think Swayze with a couple roundhouse kicks.
It wouldn't faze that Gyllenhaal.
You don't think it would faze him?
I don't think it would faze that Gyllenhaal chin.
You don't think by the end of the first Roadhouse, by the way, folks, I know I'm skipping all over the place, but if you haven't seen the original Roadhouse, that's not my fault. Okay, the movie came out fucking 35 years ago. Get on it. Go see it. It's on the Tubi. It's on Max, it's on the Tubi too.
Oh, okay. That's why.
And the Prime. Yeah, but I saw both of these on the Prime, actually. He rips a fucking guy's throat out with some fucking, I think what you said earlier at the top of the show, the Carl McGraw. He rips a fucking dude's throat out. Now, Gyllenhaal fucks some shit up, and he definitely murdered a guy by punching him, but I don't see him ripping a guy's throat out. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, you wanted gruesome stuff.
If you're going to give me a fight movie, give me all the shit.
But and you I don't got it. I think you got a good fight movie in this.
We got some Hobbs and Shaw.
I didn't need gruesome stuff. I need to see things broken.
I need tits. I need.
I could have used some tits, but you were going to get, you know, you weren't going to get those virtuosity tits. You know.
Can I just ask you real quick then, right off the bat, off the temple, what is your best guess as to why we didn't get any gratuitous nudity? And I'm not talking about, you know, whose ass. Why do you think? You think it's the climate? You think it's the culture? You think we just don't get
that? Because if they were able to show McGregor's ass, I think they were crunched for time.
Crunched for time?
Right.
Crunched for time. They were just
crunched for time.
They didn't even give us Wade's character, which is another big disappointment. I felt like we would have benefited from him.
But this isn't a shot for shot remake.
I wanted it to be.
You want it.
No, I didn't. Because I honestly, I didn't even see the original all the way through until after I saw this one. But after watching it, I realized real quick how this one could have benefited from having like an older, because he loses his mind after fucking Wade is murdered. He goes fucking full ham, you know, which we call losing your mind in the Comic-Con business, you know. And I think that would have heightened the suspense a little bit, you know.
I think I think more of the suspense was just around, you know, why Dalton went away from a successful UFC career, why he's just a lowly fighter going from bar to bar scaring guys, you know, when everybody knows his reputation is he's a fucking killer himself, literally.
And he doesn't want anyone to get to know him because he has this tormented regret. He's just going to be an old man waiting to die alone, filled with regret. You know?
With what?
Filled with regret.
Hmm. Can't tell if you were going for Shogun or Elmer Fudd.
Waiting to die alone.
Horro.
Filled with regret.
Hmm. Man.
Who are you? My name is Emile Ducard, but I speak for a man named Ra's al Ghul. Now, what if, can we just go here?
With Emile.
Elton is hanging out in the bar. Nobody's talking to him. And we hear a voice in the corner. Maybe there's a chandelier kind of hanging loose, you know. This man, this figure emerges from the shadows. And he says, you've entangled with five men. I can teach you how to engage 500.
Mm. And he's recruited.
And he's recruited. Dalton goes, who
because
are
you? The way that the way they introduced Dalton is very Batman-esque, you know?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but I will
say. It was because how did they, it's just like any other Batman movie. We get a glimpse of what the hero is in the first, you know, 10 minutes. We don't really see action. And then we see
this hooded figure. Yes.
Right. And that's how it was in Roadhouse. We got to see Dalton's like fighting skills, just like a Batman, you know, once those toughs came off the road.
I would have preferred it if he came into that little dirt hole of a ring, right? With everybody like cheering, throwing money out there, you know, Post Malone's slapping around, you know. And then we see our hooded figure and he goes up against a 6'3" Canuck. With hair sticking out to here, you know, and he punches his fist and there's a metal clang, you know, and then that same figure headbutts our would-be Dalton, you know, he falls down. The announcer goes, and that's another win for the Wolverine, you know, that would have been, come on. And then this movie would have ended, you know, and then Jessica Williams goes up to Logan. And she goes, I could use a guy like you to clean up this bar down my way. And then we have fucking Wolverine in there. Conor McGregor shows up in his face. Berserker barrage. And the movie's over, folks. Okay. But then Omega Red comes out of nowhere and he's like, have you forgotten about me, Wolverine? And then there's the fucking climax. What do you think?
Put Bane and Wolverine in the octagon. I think I want to see that.
Christ. Bane and Wolverine?
In the octagon.
You are not only a gentleman and a scholar, but you might be just the most impressive mind of our...
No powers.
Oh, my God. You're killing me.
No powers.
Wait a minute. No adamantium skeleton?
No
healing structure?
Keep adamantium skeleton. No claws.
No claws?
Right.
So Bane's just punching the adamantium skeleton and nothing's happening?
Right.
Oh, I don't know. I'm still... My money's still on Logan.
Because I'm just saying, Bane was punching through that Dark Knight armor like it
was
shit.
He was, but he hasn't punched adamantium yet.
Grr!
Your strength has defeated you.
Super punch.
Ah. You fight like a younger man with nothing held back. Admirable, but mistaken. And then
so you just needed, you needed tits to keep you in
going to tits. Yeah. Tits or some kind of fantastical element. Yeah, sure.
You needed Dalton to start glowing.
If he had turned neon or a neon shade of such, that would have been nice. Yeah, that would have been nice. I just really, I got to say this because I have to apologize to the Kamikazes because we've been asked to do the original Roadhouse before. And I kind of rolled my eyes at it. I'll be honest. I never really went back to it. I knew enough about it to know what it was about. I think you even heard me talking to our friend at the Awesome Con because it somehow came up because I guess we were talking about that new Gyllenhaal one coming out.
Right.
And I was like, you know, I've actually never gone through the whole goddamn thing. And I went through it after watching this new one. And I was like, man, this beat for beat, it's a fucking solid movie.
The original Roadhouse is a hell of a ride too.
Dude, just the dialogue. And again, Sam Elliott answering the fucking phone in the strip club. And he's like, man, I'm in Hog's Paradise right now, man. Hog's Heaven. You know, and he's got that voice, that Sam Elliott voice. If you don't have a Sam Elliott, go find a Sam Elliott.
Don't want to talk right now, Wyatt.
Somebody shut that damn dog up. You know, it's not true what they say, Wyatt. I don't see anything.
I don't see a damn thing.
You tell him Elle's coming with me. Come on, we could have had an old guy. We could have had a Wade.
I think Kilmer could have did Swayze. I think a Kilmer could have worked.
Oh, now we're recasting the Roadhouse, the original Roadhouse.
Yeah, your Roadhouse. We're not recasting.
We're not touching yours, huh? A Val Kilmer circa 1989. Maybe a little on the young take, but I see it.
What you mean on the young take? That's perfect Val Kilmer. That's Iceman Val Kilmer.
Is it Iceman Val Kilmer? I guess it is. I guess he would have been older than that because I guess Top Gun was before.
Top Gun was, what, 80, 85, 86?
Yeah, he would have been right on time. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. And of course, yeah, then he was Batman in 95. So,
right.
Yeah, that works.
Just prepping him.
That's right. That works. See, Keaton couldn't have been a Dalton because Keaton right out the gate would be like,
oh, yeah, Keaton.
You want to get nuts? He'd lose his shit too fast. You got to have that charm.
Too small. And that's why Swayze.
He was, no, but
perfect. Swayze had the height and everything. And she's like the wind, you know?
She's like the wind, yeah.
Through my tree.
You're goddamn that's right. Swayze. She's like the wind.
What that's a voice.
A, ooh, what a good voice. Great dancer. Great martial artist. Dirty good looks. Yeah. Point Break.
I mean, this was peak Swayze, too, because Swayze was coming off of, what, The Outsiders and everything, too. That's
heartthrob. Yeah. I mean, he was coming into it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Swayze ran the
heartthrob. I mean, if you watch that old trailer, he's just smiling half the time. He just looks great, you know? And the announcer, that's the old trailer voice, is like, everyone wanted to like him. How could you not? Also, he fucked Kelly Lynch after one date. You know? She shows her body in that one. Jesus.
Hmm. Oh. Yeah, that Swayze. He ran the 80s just as much as...
Also, there's a guy in the original that's like, hey, couple of dollars, I'll let you kiss my wife's tits.
And she shows him.
And then the guy's like feeling him and he's like, oh, go ahead, kiss him. You know, I ain't got a dollar. Oh, dude, you don't have that in any movie, let alone a Roadhouse remake. Put that back in a movie where a guy's just randomly paying strangers.
So is Roadhouse a grindhouse movie?
It's a grindhouse movie.
Right.
It's just so sleazy. That's why I don't think this remake works in today's world. Now, again, I'll put it out to the Kamikazes. You tell me I'm wrong. I haven't been out in the bars in like 10 years. Are there seedy bars out there somewhere on the edge, outskirts of town? You tell me, pal, down in Mississippi, is there like a place way back in the fucking woods somewhere that like you just don't fucking go? Like, are there places you just probably shouldn't go because you're probably not going to come out of there unscathed kind of thing?
Yeah, they'll lynch you.
All right, well, yeah. You took a turn there. You took it to a darker place. Okay, fair enough. But I mean,
I don't hear too much about bar fights anymore. Right.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It just seems
at least up here in the DMV-ish.
Right, cuz you're going to get your ass fucking thrown in jail.
Right. Or you're going to get sued.
Right. No, man, it's the 90s. I'm going to sue you.
Right.
Suburban Commando. Right. You don't know your goose.
So I don't know. Like the only place that I could say where CD dive bars are nowadays would be like your Texas, your Florida, and maybe
I can see Texas being real
and Louisiana somewhere along those coastlines.
Texas, Louisiana, Florida, the first states that will secede from the Union in 2024.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but no,
that's
you're right.
That's all I'm saying. That's
you're right, because these bar fights on like, you know, because all the 80s movies involved some type of bar fight, and now we're just in bars drinking wine and we're having hookah, you know.
I mean, I'm sure people get kicked out.
It's a vibe.
People
it's
throw vibe. Down. It's a vibe. You're vibing. Right.
Nobody wants a war.
We'll just shake hands and call it a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Tony.
You are a vicious bastard, Fratelli, and I'm glad you're dead.
Man, that. I look at that Swayze. Swayze doesn't have that Gyllenhaal body, but that's heartthrob right there, man. That's heartthrob.
For Christ's sake. Wow. Look at her.
That jawline. Yeah.
I was watching her on the, you ever watched
that? Stayed wet.
Ooh, she stayed wet.
Mm-hmm.
You ever watched that Rich Eisen show where he interviews people?
Mm-hmm.
You've probably seen clips on like.
Seen clips, yeah.
Yeah. So he interviewed her recently and she was saying that everybody. Her. Yeah. And she was like, it might not have been that recent, to be honest. I mean, my algorithm knows that I'm 41 and I just watched Roadhouse, so it probably just came up.
Maybe so.
But she was older and she looks great. I think it's fairly current. And she was basically saying everybody on the set was, you know, I was expecting a very retrospective, it was crazy, it was the 80s. But when she was asked how the experience was, she was like, it was the most fantastic experience ever. She's like, everybody was great to me. She said Swayze was the sweetest fucking dude ever. Everybody loved him, you know? And it kind of made me just like look at him again in the movie, like, wow, he really was something.
I never heard any bad things, any scandals or nothing about Swayze.
No, nothing.
Everyone said Swayze was just a great guy.
And even in the interviews, like I remember looking at interviews before doing Point Break, and he was talking about skydiving and all that. Yeah. He did all that shit. He was doing all that shit. You know,
where's Swayze from? Swayze is a Southern guy, right?
I think he might be from like Missouri or some shit.
Yeah, something like that.
Unless that's where Dalton's
from. He might be Midwest.
But he's got this like maybe it's just from watching him as Brody. He's always struck me as a guy who has this very like Western, Californian, like, hey, like hang 10, fucking, like I'm just even keel, you know? Like I really believe he is like a Brody, you know? He's from Texas.
He's from Texas.
Well, the stars at night are big and bright, you know?
Man, yeah. Swayze had a hell of a run in the 80s. Look at that. You had freaking Outsiders, Dirty Dancing, Roadhouse, Ghost, Point Break. What a run.
What a run.
What a run.
What God, a fucking man. Run. What about Lynch? Look up that Lynch for me. Anything stand out? Did she do any after-school specials?
You want that? You need to know about that Lynch.
I don't know. I mean, I could look it up too. It's just fun to ask you to do it, and then we're like, you know,
Kelly Lynch.
Because her big one that like gave her like notoriety, I think, was Drugstore Cowboy. But that like gave her like the Oscar nod or whatever.
I do remember her in Curly Sue.
Is she the love interest in Curly Sue?
She was the love interest of Curly Sue. She was in Cocktail. She was.
Oh, I gotta go see Cocktail again.
Yeah, Cocktail. And let's not forget Mr. Magoo.
Oh, that's about as exciting as a fucking knock to the dick. Hey,
I hate that he did Mr. Magoo though. I hate it.
Yeah, it's not good.
I hate he did Mr. Magoo because that wasn't Drebin. You know, that wasn't Drebin.
Mm-hmm. What was I going to say with Kelly Lynch? I'm looking at you. Did you not catch my Breathless Mahoney reference at the top of the show, or did you? Did you catch my Breathless Mahoney?
Breathless Mahoney?
Yeah, because wasn't that her thing? Wasn't that her name?
Who?
Madonna and Dick Tracy, wasn't she Breathless?
I can't even remember her name. And
oh, it wasn't Breathless Mahoney. It was something. It was something Breathless.
Let me tell you something. When that Dick Tracy trailer dropped, boy,
get the fuck out of here!
I want more.
I had the soundtrack. I'm sure my parents were wondering about my orientation.
Because that was right at peak. I had just ran through 89.
Of course. And you bring
some more comic shit?
Right, with Danny Elfman behind the fucking
with
score.
Danny Elfman.
It sounded like a Batman movie. Not to mention he had all the great costumes.
Oh.
You win, little face.
What? I can't remember what tape had the Dick Tracy trailer.
I was going to say, flashback to Curly Sue. Curly Sue was the first time I saw the Batman Returns trailer. My parents rented Curly Sue. We pop it in, and I see the Warner Brothers symbol go fucking dark with the snow. I see Keaton coming up the ladder. He gets kicked by Pfeiffer, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I must have rewatched that goddamn trailer a million times. But I can't remember the Dick Tracy trailer. I don't know which one that was on. But I remember watching it.
Gotta love
the colors, those colors.
Those colors, those, man, you don't get that anymore.
No, Warren Beatty, and then like Warren Beatty, like he didn't have to make that movie. He was like a big name. They just did whatever he said.
Man,
he
was like,
here's the catch. I'm gonna play Dick Tracy, okay? And we're gonna get Pacino. We're gonna get all my buddies. We're gonna get fucking James Caan in there. All these actors respect me, so they're all gonna show up and wear ridiculous outfits.
That's why they call me Dick.
Fucking Dustin Hoffman as Mumbles. Big boy did it. Big boy did it. Big boy did it. Big boy did it.
Mumbles.
Mumbles.
Oh my.
William Forsythe.
You're not gonna believe it. You're not gonna believe it. And I knew it was on some tape. It was on Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, of course it was. The original.
The original Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. If anybody has the original Honey, I Shrunk the Kids VHS, you have the trailer for Dick Tracy.
And it's the Coming to Theaters trailer, right?
It's the Coming to Theaters trailer.
That was always the exciting one, because the Coming to Home video was like a big fucking deal.
Damn.
You know? Yeah, damn.
I want more. And I was like, oh my God, that's Madonna?
We're going to have to do a Dick Tracy episode.
Dick Tracy, yes!
I did it back in the day. It's been years when this podcast first started. Man. I think we need to revisit it.
Gotta go back through Dick Tracy.
Fuck a Roadhouse remake. Let's get a Dick Tracy remake right now. Who do you fucking recast in your Dick Tracy remake?
Who do I want as Dick Tracy?
It's Dick Tracy. Heard it here first, folks. And I'm saying like now, like 2024. It's and going
Dick,
into production.
Dick Tracy, True Detective style.
Oh, we're going grisly with it? but here's the hang up. It's gritty and dark.
It's gritty.
But we're using the same colors.
I like it.
Like he's got to have a yellow coat and a bright yellow hat. but he's smoking cigarettes. And he still has a watch like, I'm on my way.
Is it modern day? He's still wearing a yellow coat and a yellow fedora?
Of course not. No, it's we'll say it's like 90s, so it's before cell phones, but
it's still 90s.
Yeah.
Who is Dick Tracy?
Who is Dick Tracy?
Who is Warren Dick Beatty, Tracy now?
Who is your modern day Warren Beatty or
I want it to be good.
I want it to be really
good. I want it to be good.
You get that Gyllenhaal in there? You want that Gyllenhaal in there?
Oh, can Gyllenhaal do it? He can. Fuck
yeah,
it.
He can.
Fuck it. Jake Gyllenhaal is Dick Tracy.
Jake Gyllenhaal is Dick Tracy, folks. Heard it here first.
Can't think of nobody else.
Well, we're going to throw Dave Bautista in there. Killian Murphy will play Big Boy.
Can I make Dick Tracy black?
Absolutely, you can. And yeah. If you make him black, he's got to have the Harvey yellow fedora and the Steve Harvey pants.
Give me David Washington then.
David Washington is
Dick Tracy.
I'm on my way.
Damn. I'm just Gyllenhaal as a filler right now, but there's somebody better.
There is somebody better.
There is somebody better.
But not Cillian Murphy. Cillian Murphy has to play a bad guy.
No, I can't be. Yeah, he has to be a bad guy.
I think you honestly would be fine if you got the entire cast of the Batman Dark, the Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy and threw them in the fucking.
What about Bale?
Make Bale play.
What about Bale, Dick Tracy?
He could do it. I'm on my way. You know? And a big ass yellow hat. Or Leo DiCaprio, throw him in there.
Leo, because he looked good in Shutter Island with a fedora.
He did. Yeah. But a bright yellow one, I don't know. I kind of like the contrast of throwing David Washington in there now.
Does it have to be bright yellow?
It could be a fade.
Can we tone it? Can we Zack Snyder this uniform and tone it down?
We Zack Snyder it up.
Yeah.
Who's directing it, by the way? That brings up a great question.
Who was the original director?
Warren Beatty,
huh?
He starred and directed that. He got the studio to agree to it. They were like, we're not going to make a Dick Tracy movie. It's the 90s. And he was like, I'm going to star in it and I'll direct it. And they were like, whatever you say, whatever the fuck you say, you're Warren Beatty. James Gunn. Oh, Jesus Christ. Now it's on fire. Now it's on fire. And we have a soundtrack, a great soundtrack.
And who's coming in to take over Madonna's role?
It's a great question. Lady Gaga, she comes in.
I don't want Lady Gaga. I don't want Lady Gaga.
Taylor Swift, your favorite.
Your favorite. We were looking for a spot for it. It's Taylor Swift.
Taylor, you got to throw in some lingerie because you're breathless.
Taylor Swift or Cardi B, one of the other.
Cardi B. Oh, now we're going. Okay, if it's the David Washington version. We need that Cardi B in there. And Janelle Monáe needs to show up too. Okay.
And woo!
And Ice Spice.
I'll take Janelle Monáe.
We'll get some female villains because we got to be a little woke so they can't all be bad men. Mm. Have to be bad women too. So we'll throw Ice Spice in there too. Mm. Nicki Minaj can count some money too.
Right.
That's good. I like it. I'm actually a bigger fan of this other. This is too bad John Singleton left us because he could have directed it. Who else could do this?
Are you
the David Washington version? Who would direct that one? Nolan? Nolan just steps in the. Because he does say that is his catchphrase. I'm on my way.
I mean, aside from if we go with Dave Ross, what about Donald Glover?
Yeah.
Or do you just want Donald Glover in the film?
I just want him in the movie.
Let's just black it out. All right. We'll black it out. So David Washington, we got Donald Glover as what was Al Pacino's name?
Big boy.
Donald Glover
playing the head bad guy. I like it.
Right.
I like it.
Janelle Monáe.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the kid? What about the kid?
Oh, he's gotta be an annoying kid. Tracy, look that way.
Where is that kid now?
He's probably in a gutter somewhere.
Oh.
He grew up to be like a guy, but I don't know where he is now. He was in Hook, too. He was the kid in Hook.
That's what I remember.
You know? Right. Stupid meetings and your work. You don't pay any attention to me.
Man. And Mumbles. I say we bring back Dustin Hoffman for Mumbles.
Because I don't need Kevin Hart.
No.
I don't need him anywhere near this.
Mm-mm.
But I'll take that. Yeah, I'll take that Striking Vipers. Throw him in the mix too.
Oh, you want Anthony Mackie.
You know? I'll get Anthony Mackie in there.
Right. And Dr. Manhattan. Okay.
Anthony Mackie can't do bad guys. I feel like he's got to play Dick Tracy's buddy. You know, he could play the chief.
Okay.
You know? No, you need an older guy for Chief. We'll throw Larry Fishburne in there for the Chief.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Not Morgan. Too old to complete the training.
Way too old. We'll just fill with the cast of The Wire and throw Bunk in there, too.
Is there any room for Mando in this film?
Pedro Pascal's always welcome.
Pedro.
In fact, he'd play a great Dick Tracy, to be honest. He really would.
He really would. That would be a different take on Dick Tracy.
Now that you just said it, I can't unsee it.
A Pedro Pascal Dick Tracy.
Like, because I think you know why he works so well? Pedro is like, he's the age, not too old, not too young, but he also just rounds it out with his voice and like his build, and he can play the guy who's like kind of intimidating, but it's also vulnerable.
I see it now, yeah.
Like, I see it now, right?
And it could be that bright yellow.
And he would make it work.
Yeah, he'll make it work.
I can't wait to see his Reed Richards.
Like, you keep his mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He plays Dick Tracy with a mustache.
Right.
And we couldn't wait to talk about this remake, huh?
Mm-hmm. Dick Tracy.
I mean, because it's just so good. I just don't know what else to say. I got to pull it up right now.
I want more. Boom, 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 boom. Had the drums going. I was like, what the hell is Dick Tracy?
Because it's just so silly.
Was it silly?
Absolutely.
It was.
Absolutely. But it works.
I got to watch it tonight.
I know, me too. What's it on?
Let's see. I got to watch it tonight.
Because look at these guys. Look at these costumes. I'm going to change this up real quick. It just, you can't beat this. I mean, just not only the wardrobes, but just the makeup. And everyone was just like, this is when people would promote the movie.
Who was Flat Top?
William Forsythe.
All right. He was.
I forgot this guy with the glasses, but if I saw him in a movie, I think it's
June 15th, 1990.
Yeah, so it's the summer. So it's the summer after 89 came out.
Right after 89, right.
So you're right. Like the following year, we just had 89, and we get our dicks hard again for this. I had some of the figures too. They were kind of cool.
It made $162 million.
It made a lot of money.
Damn.
I don't know what the budget was for it back then. Probably like 60 mil. Made a lot of money.
Cast? Let me look at the cast. Here we go. We had Warren Beatty,
mm-hmm.
Al Pacino, Madonna, mm-hmm. Dustin Hoffman, Mike Mazurki, Charlie Corsmo, that's the kid, Glenn Henney, that's the other chick I was trying to think of.
Mm.
That's Dick Van Dyke, Kathy Bates, James Caan.
Kathy Bates, oh yeah, she works at the orphanage.
Forsythe,
Mandy Patinkin was fingers, keys,
88 keys.
He had that song that was like, "Somebody's calling, you're never right. alone, baby. I know it's only
the budget was $46 million.
Okay, see, even better.
Wow.
So it made over 60 mil.
Damn. Profit.
And that's just on the movie. I mean, the merchandise, it popularized this old 40s, what was it, a 30s, 40s comic strip?
Because he had a good idea. It was a great idea. He had a good idea for it. It went the right direction.
Well, he was smart. He knew.
Right.
He knew that the 89 thing was big. And he knew that people who were taking their kids to see 89, who grew up with the Dick Tracy comic strip, would be nostalgic to see it on the big screen. I don't know if it would be as successful now. Maybe they would try to bank on us getting into it. But back then, I mean, it worked. Because that's why Back to the Future worked. Because he went back to the 50s. So our parents watching Back to the Future were like, we liked it because it's the 80s. But then they liked it because it took them back to the 50s.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're like, look at those old Studebakers and those old cars. And like now it's like, now we're the old fucks. And we're like, oh, look, we went back to the 90s.
Like we were talking, even Mask played off of that.
Right. That's cool. And that Zoot Zoot craze.
The Zoot Zoot stuff. So it went. It went until like 94.
It was a hell of a time.
Dang.
Hell of a time to be alive.
That Madonna, like I said, the thing, look, Madonna, you worked your way around, baby. From Justify My Love back to Dick Tracy. Look how things turn around.
So good. Who's That Girl? Another great movie.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Who's That Girl was a good movie.
Great movie. She looked great in that, too.
Madonna's a hell of an actress.
She's actually a pretty good actress.
She's a pretty good actress.
I don't know why she's still doing her thing that she's doing now. I think she probably needs to throw in the towel.
I think that's just old age and don't want to give it up.
Ugh. But right. Some of that shit doesn't age well, man. Pop and metal and hardcore gangster rap. It just doesn't age well.
Mm.
If you're going to be in rap, you got to go like the way of Tribe or Mos Def. But Mos Def's still touring. Well, I guess he's not touring as Mos Def anymore.
I mean, you transition to contemporary stuff.
I guess that's what you got to do.
Yeah, you transition.
Like Snoop. Snoop's not talking about killing people anymore.
Right, right. He's coaching Little League football on Amazon Prime.
But if he, I know, I saw that too. I was like, what the fuck is he doing? It's like the Gridiron Gang, but with Snoop.
Right. I mean, that's the evolution of an artist, really. You know, you start out rough because Snoop was rough. And that goes the same thing for Ice Cube, too. How did Ice Cube go from NWA to, you know.
Are we there yet?
Are we there yet? That's just evolution. It's not selling out. That's just evolution.
No, I guess it's like you have to know when to kind of change your brand or change right. your audience.
Right.
Like with Madonna, like she could always sing. So why couldn't she transition as in her old age into like doing like a maybe do like an indie folk album or do something like with just a couple of acoustic guitars, maybe some piano, or maybe like this Dick Tracy soundtrack, maybe do something like kind of jazzy, you know what I mean? But like not out there fucking shaking.
At the same time, I can't blame her because once I get that age, I'm like, yeah, I can still do the same shit I did around this age. So
I guess so.
I can't blame her for that.
That's like us in this podcast. We're going to be doing this till we can't do it anymore.
Right. You know? There you go.
You know? That's another good thing. I mean, about doing being a podcaster, it doesn't really age, you know? We don't age.
Mm-hmm.
We're eternal. You know, our voices are out in the ether forever until somebody unplugs the cord.
Some alien intelligent creature is hearing my voice
right now,
out in space.
And they're like, they're talking about Dick Tracy, a movie from 1990.
They're like, oh, I still have the VHS.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Mm-hmm.
That too. Well, I think we nailed it. I think what we did, we set out to do exactly what we wanted to do. We did a battle of the roadhouses, and we decided that Dick Tracy is the winner.
Dick Tracy wins. Yes.
Yeah. Always wins.
That yellow suit and that yellow fedora.
Mm. Eternal. Reflection. Eternal.
Look at that Pacino. That Pacino was just coming off of Serpico, and Warren Beatty talked him into this shit.
I know, right? Look at his face, dude.
Look at his face. And how did Warren Beatty talk Scarface?
But look at Madonna with that cigar. This shit. Look at Madonna with that cigar just hanging out with the fellas. You know?
Yeah, look at that. That's freaking that's Michael Corleone.
Right. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Nope.
He's a big boy.
Oh, something about a woman's ass brings something out of me.
I'm watching Dick Tracy tonight. I gotta find it.
I'm gonna find it too. I'm gonna watch it right this second.
That is the next show, I guess. We're going back.
Back to the Waffle House.
We're looking at Dick Tracy, folks. 1990.
I want more. Just the names, Lips Manless, Big Boy Caprice, Flat Top, Mumbles, Prune Face,
Prune Little Face. That was his name, Prune Face.
This motherfucker right here is like a Prune Face looking over his shoulder. I forgot what the other guy's name is up top. I want to say the glasses is Needles, but I feel like that's Back to the Future.
Yeah, that's Back to the Future. Nobody needles.
Another movie with Flea. That's I think Flea was needles. Wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was all his fault. Flapping that bass. That Madonna. Smoking that cigar.
Like that Madonna.
I'm going to watch some Madonna videos and then watch Dick Tracy. It's got to be on something.
You never catch me saying that Madonna was never hot. Madonna was hot.
Oh, my God.
She was hot. That who's that girl phase Madonna. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
What are my watch options? I might have to buy this movie.
Mm.
YouTube $3.99. Google Play Movies, Apple TV. It's not on any streaming platform.
Not on anything, huh?
Oh.
I guess I'll just pull out the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
And watch the trailer.
And watch the trailer.
We'll put it on the Plex. Well, look, if there's anything we said on the show that made you, you know, ponder your existence in the Dick Tracy universe or made you want to go down to some seedy bar in the middle of nowhere and become a bouncer and rip somebody's throat out or
kill someone in an octagon.
Kill someone in an octagon. Remember, at the end of the day, it's just fiction. Conor McGregor, it's just fiction. I don't have anything against you.
Now you say I don't have anything against you.
I don't have anything against you.
It was just the way he did it. They did his voice and shit. Hi, what is it? So yeah. You want to fly? Yeah. I didn't get that part.
Yeah, I didn't
get that part.
I also think you and I could team up and beat the fuck out of him if he wanted to, but that's me.
Oh, no, I can't. He'll go straight for my legs. Just like a goddamn T-Rex. He'll go straight for my legs.
He won't be ready for me. I'll keep him busy.
Will you now?
Oh, yeah. I'll go right for his dick. He won't be ready for it. I'll be like, oh, I love the cock. And I'll be like, it's just fiction, dude.
Conor McGregor.
And then I'll like cut
Notorious.
That's what it was, Notorious. Mm-hmm. I'll cut myself on Notorious and I'll be like, you don't know where I've been. You don't know where I've been, man. Remember that? The Fight Club joint?
It's been so long since I watched Fight. What part was that then?
He's bleeding all over the guy that's trying to kick him out because they're not paying the rent.
Oh.
And he gets on him. He's bleeding. He's like, you don't know where I've been.
There's blood
everywhere. Yeah, just do that shit. I don't think that'll work on Mr. McGregor, though.
Was he dripping on Meatloaf?
No, he was dripping on the guy that was trying to say they were late on the rent. Meatloaf was fighting in the rooms, too, but he was bitch tits.
Oh, man.
Bob had bitch tits.
Bob.
It's been a while since I saw that joint. I need to see that again, too.
Till this day, I still believe Tyler Durden had the best idea, you know?
He kind of had it figured out, didn't he?
He had it figured out. Let's blow up the credit unions with soap.
Mm-hmm. And let's let all the animals from the zoos loose.
And I become anarchy.
Eradicate humanity with a virus.
I become anarchy. Well, before we go, how do you feel about the villain Anarchy? Are you a fan of Anarchy in Batman or no?
I think it works.
It worked.
Yeah, it works. I mean, he came out in the 90s, right? In the Chuck Dixon run.
Mm-hmm.
You put the anarchy symbol everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely works.
He was anarchy, but he wasn't full on Joker.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
I think Joker's full on anarchy.
Yeah.
Although, can Joker really exist without Batman? I don't think so. I don't think he wants to.
No.
You know?
That's what Gordon said, you know?
Yeah.
We wear vests, they buy bulletproof. What did they buy? What do you tell?
And what about escalation? Escalation. We wear bulletproof vests. They start buying armor-piercing rounds.
Armor-piercing bullets. You're right.
Right.
And then there's you.
And then there's you. Take a look at this guy. Got a taste for theatrics like you. You know I watch him. You know I watch Begins like a motherfucker. Don't fuck with me on my Begins. Because I watch that shit. I never said thank you.
And you'll never have to.
I mean, And that smile. Come on.
And that's all the Begins I ever need.
Oh, come on. It's the end of it. And that Joker card. Come on. We all lost our goddamn minds.
We knew it was coming.
We knew it was coming, and I always go back to Begins because of Neeson and Bale. The fucking training, I'm telling you. I've said it again. I don't know how many times I got to keep saying it. I never get tired of it. Training is nothing. The will is everything. That's why I feel like I could, you know, I could do anything. When I'm in love, I could do anything.
So you're saying if you just had 2 weeks
heart
in the League of Shadows.
2 weeks? Yeah.
You can take on a Conor McGregor.
2 weeks? Yeah. Are you kidding me? If Ra's al Ghul trained me, I could take on 5 Conor McGregors. Ain't nothing. They can teach me how to engage 500.
Oh, you dweeb. If Ra's al Ghul trained...
Tried to hide.